In 2013, I had the pleasure of sitting with Guy Clark in his house in Nashville for an interview with a couple others. It would be an understatement to say I was a little nervous. I mean, we're talking about Guy Clark, one of the most revered songwriters in Americana music, writer of so many classic songs that have been covered by so many other greats. And he had a reputation for being, well, a bit of a curmudgeon, especially with the lymphoma and other health problems that had been hurting him and slowing him down. A full life had taken its toll on Guy. Well, it ended up being one of the most casual, laid-back, enjoyable interviews I've ever taken part in. We sat in his sunroom and shot the breeze about this and that over the course of a good half hour or so. That seems to be Guy Clark, and maybe most all of us, in a nutshell. A bit guarded at times, but also happy to open up and have a laugh with others when the mood is right. The microphone wasn't great, but amongst the rustling of the papers and drinks and snacks and stuff, Guy Clark shared a few snippets of his life and his life's work. One story revolved around the album cover, title track, and general inspiration behind his new album at the time, My Favorite Picture of You. The record has ended up being his final one, as Guy has finally succumbed to his cancer at the age of 74. The photo is just a casual Polaroid shot of his beloved wife, Susanna, who had passed away the previous summer, perhaps taken by their neighbor, John Lomax, while hanging with Guy's best bud, fellow songwriter Townes Van Zandt. Guy talked about the photo and his wife, and he shed a little light on how he wrote some of his songs.
Now, it's a picture of Susanna that was taken about 40 or 25 years ago, maybe 30, on the porch of John, the house behind was John Lomax's house, the writer, or, you know, lives here. Nova's father. And me and Towns were roaring, asshole, drunk, just as bad as you could, as we could get together. You know, I mean, we were just. And Susanna had heard it all. She'd seen it all. It was cold outside, and she put on that green jacket and walked out. And I don't know who snapped that picture. I can't remember. Maybe Lomax did it. But that was my favorite picture of Susanna, because that was, it had all of the elements of a relationship in it. You know, that one photograph. And from the moment I saw it, it was just like, now that's Susanna. You can't fuck with Susanna. You pissed her off and you're in for it. You know, she had a playground sense of justice, if you know what I mean. It's like, I just always loved that picture, and I've kept it all these years. A friend of mine named Gordy Sampson, who's from Halifax, Nova Scotia, came over here to write one day. I said, well, you got any ideas? And he said, yeah, I got a list of titles and hook lines and the music row shit they do. And he had this two type pages, you know, single space, of just lines of titles and, or, you know, just anything but that caught his fancy. And I was going through it, and I saw there's one line that said, my favorite picture of you. That's all it said. And that whole song unfolded to me in one brief second. Because as I turned to the right, that picture was pinned to my wall in my shop, you know, with a push pin. And it was, I never thought about writing a song about that picture until I saw that title, and it was just, couldn't stop until it was done, you know. So that's the story of the picture.
My favorite picture of you is the one where you stare and strain into the lens.
My Favorite Picture of You from Guy Clark's final album, released in 2013. Guy's songs are known for being rather sparse and simple, just enough to tell a story better than just about anyone we know. I asked him about his songwriting approach in general, if it's changed much over the years, and if he writes a very long, wordy story song and then whittles it down, or does he keep it short and sparse from the beginning?
Both. I mean, it's never the same way twice. The writing process is one of the craziest things you can imagine trying to do, especially writing songs, I guess. It, you know, for a time in the beginning, it was kind of new to me. It was exciting. It was fresh, you know. And that lasted about 10 years, 15, 20 years. But, I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I've said just about everything I can think of.
Guy Clark, recorded in his home in Nashville in September of 2013. For WNCW, I'm Martin Anderson.